This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Tariffs at the court, calls for year-round D15, new EPA water rule, tariff judgment day 2.0. Well, the Supreme Court has another opportunity today to rule on President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. The court has signaled that it may issue a decision or decisions, but not the case or cases they will apply to. I think everyone kind of agrees that maybe we're slightly above a 50% chance of the Supreme Court ruling these tariffs illegal, according to Simon Lester, a non-resident fellow at the Banker Institute's International Economics Program, speaking to AgriPulse. Trump has been doubling down on the duties in recent days and warning of dire outcomes if the court strikes them down. Trump told the Detroit Economic Club on Tuesday that those who brought the case before the court are being China-centric. "I wouldn't want the tariffs if I was China either," Trump said. "China, one of our biggest taxpayers right now," he added, claiming that other countries, not U.S. citizens, are paying the tariffs. But recent analysis show that U.S. businesses absorbed many of the early tariff costs. Consumers are now paying many of them. Meanwhile, foreign companies are only eating between 14 and 25% of the costs. The High Court redistributed for conference on Friday a petition from Bayer subsidiary Monsanto. The petition asked the court to take up the question of whether federal pesticide law preempts claims brought under state liability law. It's possible the court could have a decision by Monday, January 19th, on whether it will take up the case. It also could delay action and again distribute the petition for conference. Corn glut and E15. The larger-than-expected U.S. corn supply is triggering fresh calls for Congress to pass ethanol legislation the industry says is critical for future growth. Biofuel backers pushing for the ability to sell higher blends of ethanol, known as E15, both all year and nationwide, say USDA made their case for them Monday. That's when USDA Supply the Band report showed a record large 2025 corn crop of more than 17 billion bushels, with inventories rising the most in 8 years, prices falling to the lowest mark in 6 years. Renewable Fuel Association CEO Jeff Cooper says the bearish market forces are a sobering wake-up call about the state of the farm economy. He says doing away with the E15 barrier as well as outdated fuel retail infrastructure regulations is the fastest way to get the market on the right track. Cooper says that ethanol expansion through E15 sales could create new demand for more than 2 billion bushels of corn and sorghum and save consumers an estimated 10 to 30 cents a gallon at the gasoline pump. Farm state lawmakers trying to pass E15 legislation early this year. They face opposition from some independent refiners, environmentalists, and some Democrats. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA floats new water quality certification proposal. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a new rule that would affect how states certify that federal infrastructure projects do not harm water quality. Under the Clean Water Act Section 401, states must show EPA how projects such as hydroelectric dams will not violate water quality standards. EPA news release says the proposal would increase permitting efficiency and eliminate, quote, unwarranted delays that have stifled economic growth. A 2023 Biden administration rule allowed states to employ, quote, delay tactics and protracted certification timelines inconsistent with the Clean Water Act, EPA's release says. Carbon pipeline drama. In Iowa, which is the top U.S. corn and ethanol producer, a bill was introduced that would bar using eminent domain for carbon pipeline projects, sparing backlash from biofuel and ag groups. The Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says the measure would cut off tools that ethanol firms need to compete in a fast-changing energy economy. This bill would essentially ban carbon dioxide projects in Iowa while our neighboring states are moving forward. IRFA Executive Director Monty Shaw says capturing and sequestering carbon from Iowa plants would reduce greenhouse gases, enhance oil production, and generate $3 billion in federal incentives, he says. Summit Carbon Solutions also spoke out. It's faced opposition to its effort to build a nearly $10 billion carbon dioxide pipeline through Iowa and four other states. At a time when corn prices are already under pressure, rural communities need policies that expand opportunity and investment, not ones that shut the door on future markets, the Iowa-based company says. The pipeline project is meant to capture and store emissions from ethanol plants, which is part of the industry's push to decarbonize and be more competitive in low-carbon fuel markets. Carbon dioxide pipeline opponents have raised concerns about property rights and safety. Summit says it remains focused on working with landowners and policymakers to find the right path forward. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed a similar bill last year. Eminent domain, sometimes used for infrastructure projects, is a legal process for accessing privately owned land when an agreement can be reached with landowners. Here's today's final word. There's no real advantage to it. It's irrelevant. Canada wants it. They need it. The problem is we don't need their product. You know, we don't need cars made in Canada. We don't need cars made in Mexico. That's President Trump on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The deal comes up for review in July. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.